In this bulletin, the Coalition foreshadows budget measures to ease Australian cost of living pressures. The Kremlin says it's not for Joe Biden to say if Vladimir Putin stays in power. And in football, Sydney FC face Melbourne Victory in the A-League Women's Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The White House says President Joe Biden was not calling for regime change when he said Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Delivering a speech from the Royal Castle in Warsaw after meeting top Ukrainian ministers in Poland, Mr. Biden condemned Mr. Putin's actions in Ukraine.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, for free people refused to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
U.S. officials later issued a clarification saying Mr. Biden's point was that Mr. Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. The Kremlin has dismissed Mr. Biden's comments, saying it's not for Mr. Biden to decide who remains in power. After more than 4 weeks of fighting, Russia has failed to seize any major Ukrainian city. The United Nations says the conflict has killed thousands of people and forced nearly 3.8 million people to flee Ukraine. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has promised Australian families there will be measures in this Tuesday's budget to ease cost of living pressures. Mr. Frydenberg says the measures are designed to not add to already intense inflation pressures and trigger an earlier interest rate rise by the Reserve Bank. In an interview with SBS News, Mr. Frydenberg says that elevated commodity prices and a strong jobs market mean the budget bottom line is in a better-than-expected position. But Mr. Frydenberg has declined to reveal whether cost-of-living help, such as cutting the fuel excise or an extension of the lower middle-income tax offset, will be included.
Well, I recognise that cost-of-living is the number one topic around the kitchen tables of Australians right now. And foremost in their mind is what's happening to petrol prices. At more than $2 a litre, that's really stretching household budgets. So we will have cost of living relief in Tuesday night's budget. It will be temporary, it will be targeted, it will be proportionate, and it will help deal with some of those pressures that Australian families face right now.
Labor says it plans to tackle rising cost of living pressures if it wins government at the May election. Labor Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers accused the coalition of being inept on responding to stagnating wages and says the federal government is not considering price relief in sectors of the economy such as childcare and health. Health officials in Queensland say the state's second wave of COVID-19 has resulted in stubbornly high case numbers. In the last 24 hours, there's been one COVID-19-related death and 7,738 new COVID cases. There are 284 COVID patients in hospital, a reduction of 11 people compared to the previous day. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Darth says the health staff levels have been severely impacted by workers who have the virus or are a close contact.
I am concerned that our health worker numbers as far as furloughed is still staying high, because even if our bed numbers don't increase, the fact that we've got 2,700 staff who can't come to work right now will of course put pressure on our system.
Nationally, in the last 24 hours, there have been 11 new deaths and 42,448 new infections. There are 2,169 COVID patients in hospital. And in sport to football, in a repeat of last season's decider, the A-League Women's Grand Final will see Sydney FC face Melbourne Victory for the championship. Sydney FC have had their strongest season thus far, only recording one loss in the season. Victory, meanwhile, only scraped into the finals in fourth after a turbulent 14 games. Victory coach Jeff Hopkins says he knows the odds are against his side, but the team is drawing strength from the fact that they defeated Sydney FC last year to win the grand final. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 27. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25. Hobart, showers, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, shower or two, 23. The same for Sydney, 25. Showers also for Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, rain at times, possible storm, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, showers, possible storm, 33. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.